Welcome to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. This is your home for serious content amidst an unserious world. Okay, welcome back to the Brian D. O'Leary Show. Brian O'Leary here with you. BrianDOleary.com is where you go. And you can sign up for our email list. The O'Leary Letter is what you get in your inbox most every day. Like to say, I talked about consistency in the past. Consistent about getting these out. But yesterday, a number of things happened. I just couldn't get anything out. And, I got to spend 2 hours, 3 hours probably, instead of doing this stuff that I do every day. I got to spend those hours watching my son throw the ball straight, baseball, into the net off a pitcher's mound. He wanted to try curveballs. Said, no, we got to do 100 straight balls first, but we'll see how that goes. I remember being of that age. It was often a bit of a fight with my old man trying to get cute and throw curveballs all the time, even though I couldn't even throw it straight until I was about 15 years old. But that's beside the point. The other thing is he started hitting the ball off the tee. And so we had a great afternoon. And just so happens that it was high energy all afternoon. I was telling somebody earlier today, I was sitting down in the chair, like the discipline, and like the discipline of just sitting down and doing the work, and boom, every 2 or 3 minutes, I'm getting interrupted. So whatever I had planned as an email or a podcast, I just flat out couldn't get done. But that brings me to the point, first point I have of the day. I think we're going back to the daily three. Earlier this week, we did a daily three email. Thought that was a pretty good one. If you haven't got the emails, write to me. We got a contact page at BrianDOleary.com. Just write to me and I'll send off an old one to you. Anyway, first one. It's interesting as I just brought this up. It has to do with a little bit with discipline, or a lot with discipline, is that came to me today and just a second ago. If you're offering excuses for your behavior, whatever that might be, usually negative behavior, like not doing what you said you're going to do. If you are offering excuses for your behavior, just don't accept the offer. Don't accept the offer from yourself. Because when you start articulating this out to other people, it's like, yeah, I should have changed some things the way I did it, but I didn't do it. So I take full responsibility for not getting my work done and a new email or podcast show out to the folks out there. But on the other hand, it's totally legitimate. No doubt about it. But I should have had systems in place. So if things like this just unexpectedly happen, I can just press a button and you get something out there. And so I made it a point, a resolved to have a little bit of dry powder left for you folks. I don't like a whole lot of dry powder in my life, but no, you need it. And I think most of us, well, it's not that I don't like it. It's just like, man, it's hard to maintain. But anyway, it's something we got to do and something we should probably all work on. And I'll start right here with myself. So the second point is about boundaries. Boundaries are very important in life. If we don't have them, our lives are probably chaotic. And probably the more boundaries establish, the less chaotic our lives get. Now, that's probably an anecdotal thought, but I believe it to be true nonetheless. Now, with boundaries, let me rephrase it from the way I originally had it. You must define your own boundary. What I was originally going to say is don't let other people define them for you, or you can't let other people define your boundaries, but you need to define your own boundary and do some work on what those boundaries might be. And like I say a lot, and you got a little pushback earlier today on it, which is fine, is that you got to have a plan in life and you can adjust from these plans. You can't have scripts necessarily. And it's the words we use, they might not be the most accurate, but the way I envision a plan is different than a script. Script is written, and you can't move off that script or else things fail. You can change a plan if things go awry. And that's what a good leader should do. Leader of your family or team or whatever, ultimately you're a leader of yourself and you're a leader of your own life. And that's why you can't let others define your boundaries. You must define them for yourself, because they won't mean much of anything if you let other people tell you exactly what those boundaries are. And then the whole boundaries idea, the whole idea of boundaries, are it can be very simple, but also as complicated as you want it. And there's a book I read a number of years back, and it was mentioned to me again today, called Boundaries. That's just all it was. And I'll see if I can put it up on our show notes or plug it into our book club page later on if I can't find that immediately after we do this. But it's well worth reading. And I think if we have a structure for our life, and boundaries really help define structure in our life, and we can take account of these things because they're there. We have something to see, and usually it's written down or assumed, you know, whatever. But if you have defined boundaries with places you go, people you hang around with, things you watch on television, things you read, you can have boundaries in all that stuff. If people, you know, I don't know. I mean, it's just, I think over the last 3 years or so, more so now, you realize that there's certain people out there that you shouldn't listen to, or you'll hear them or whatever, but you don't take into account what they have to say, and you essentially dismiss them outrightly, and that's fine. I have no problem with that. I think the idea of, you know, taking everything and filtering it through your own cheesecloth of a brain or mind or whatever it might be, it is fine. I think it's kind of a waste of time, especially nowadays. You know, I grew up in a house. I don't know how particularly serious it was, but it was, you take what this side says and what this side says, and you come to your own realization. Well, we don't have time for that anymore. There's people that are flat out wrong, and I don't want to hear them anymore. Like this guy, Hotez or something, doctor, alleged doctor, I don't even know what he is, claiming all this stuff about, you know, how wrong Robert Kennedy Jr. is. And he's got we talked about it in the past, no doubt about it. Kennedy has a lot of problems, but being on or against this establishment narrative of all these drugs and shots and all this stuff, that ain't one of them. All right. And this Hotez guy won't even debate Kennedy. He just says, oh yeah, go watch this, that, and the other. And he, you know, he's gutless. So we don't, you know, I acknowledge this, right? And I don't want to engage with a fellow like this. You can acknowledge it and move on. Same deal here. Just acknowledge that these creeps are out there and just move on, because you're not going to get anywhere. Like, what good is Robert Kennedy going to get out of a debate with a total lunatic? You know, Kennedy himself he has some pretty horrible ideas, but he has some great ones too. And I admire a lot about that guy. And there's a lot of things I don't. So, like, he's within my circle of boundaries. Yeah, I can listen to him. Joe Biden? No. Sorry, he's even the president of the United States. He was actually in my town yesterday, I found out. And there's people here that put him up, did a fundraiser, all that jazz. And I have no interest in what that man has to say about anything. And that's a sad state of where we are in America. I'll acknowledge what he says, and most of it's foolish, frankly. And even as much as I disliked Bill Clinton, or thought to be a big clown that Barack Obama and Donald Trump were, at least I listened to him, took him somewhat seriously as president of the United States, George Bush, both the George Bushes. I mean, it's been a while since there's been a good one in there, but at least I consider them mildly serious men, if nothing else, at least at the time. But anyway, those are the boundaries you got to have. I mean, Joe Biden is way outside my boundary line, other than to acknowledge him and go on a screed about him. Lastly, I don't even know how this fits in, but I thought it was interesting. We'll get into it here in a second. Quote by Henry David Thoreau. And yeah, like I said, we'll get it. Says, I make myself rich by making my wants few. And often in this show and my emails, a lot of stuff I read, we talk about not wanting or having neediness, get that out of your life. If you're needy, if you're constantly needing things, it's not a good look. So by making my wants few, or my needs, my neediness few in modern parlance, perhaps, you then make yourself rich. And I would say that sounds good, but I wouldn't know. I'm still too needy of a guy, I would guess, right now, my stage in life, my wants and whatever. But on the other hand, if that's what this quote means, that's what Thoreau's trying to get at. Thoreau was a windbag, a very popular windbag, but I think his philosophy is a bit bogus, frankly, from what I've read and what I knew about him. I mean, shoot, I lived not too far away from where his supposed genius came from, Walden Pond, at a point when I was in college. And yeah, him going out in the woods and finding things or whatever, it's a total bunch of BS. I mean, if you start going into the real story, but you know, he had some good things to say. I would say that, yeah, you make yourself rich by making my wants few. I make myself rich by making my wants few. Yeah. You're not spending money on anything. Live as this, you know, a recluse, not necessarily even a hermit, but I think hermit to me has more positive connotations. But if you live as a recluse and you don't want anything out of life, you'll be rich, I guess. If you do something that brings in money and you're not spending it, yeah, you're rich. But not a life that I want to be a part of. Right now, there's a lot of things that I want out of my life that I don't have, that I'm built, but I'm building toward them. And so this kind of goes back to that first thing I was talking about, discipline. If we're offering excuses for our behavior, don't accept the offer. Yeah. And you know, I got to work on that too, because whatever, no matter how valid the reasoning is, I just can't accept it. Just the next time it's going to be something better that I've done. So that thing that happened that was bad or whatever doesn't happen again. And I think that's probably a better lesson than I make myself rich by making my wants few. It's just, I want a lot of things out of this life. I want my family to succeed and thrive beyond my wildest imagination. And that's not neediness. That's just like a vision. My mission and purpose in life is that I want that for them. And whether I'm part of it, God willing, I hope I am. But this could happen way down the line, and be patient about it. So my immediate wants, maybe, I don't know. Maybe I'm perhaps too patient there. I'm not sure, playing the long game, as they call it. But the idea, touched on it earlier too, is consistency. And consistency over proficiency necessarily. And I got a little pushback on that also, because I really believe in the consistency part, but it's like, what if everything I do is bad? Consistent, but bad, like no good. And that caused me to think a little bit. And what I'm doing here, if people are still tuning in, just as a charity case, I don't want that. But if it's good, and if people tune in for a reason, and we're giving them something here every day, or most every day, consistency, then that's good, I think. I'm all right with that. So, but anyway, the first, getting back to kind of recap our day here, the first thing we talked about was discipline in a way. And if you're offering excuses for your behavior, you don't accept the offer. So I'm gonna not only work on that, that's what I'm going to do here. Do not let others define your boundaries. In other words, you define your own boundaries in life. And you got to tape off a little square in the living room that's yours or whatever. I don't know how it works in some families, but do you do that? Don't let the kids do that. And then let the kids do that themselves too, I guess. Give them some agency. Let them define their boundaries to some degree, but you're still the parent, if we have parents out there, which I imagine we have a lot of. That's just my two cents on being one myself. And then ponder the quote, I guess, "I make myself rich by making my wants few," by Henry David Thoreau. Just ponder it. I'm interested to get some feedback on that one, because that stuck out at me, and I you know, I said earlier, it might be pseudo profound. It sounds good when you first read it, but then you start marinating on it and I don't know, maybe. And depending on your whole vision of life, your purpose, mission and purpose, go back to those things a lot. That could be true. No doubt about it. Could be true. Could be absolutely 100% true. It could also just be a bunch of hookum. Like I think a lot of the stuff that came off of Thoreau's pen, and it's been, aging myself, but over 20 years, certainly, probably closer to 25 since I read much of Thoreau in depth. And gosh, coming from a, whenever he wrote that, mid 1800s, or to a kid in the late 1990s, a lot of the stuff didn't make any sense. And it probably makes less sense to me now, although I understand a little bit more where he's coming from to some degree. But again, I haven't gone through and reread his Walden, nor do I have the desire to do so anytime soon, because I got a lot of other books that I'm working through. And speaking of that, just leave you with this. You can go to briandealeary.com/flattery, F-L-A-T-T-E-R-Y. And we made a page there. I was on a podcast, came out this morning. If you're listening, this is Wednesday, first day of summer. Happy summer. It came out this morning with a friend of the program, Andy Flattery. I was on his show last week, and we got to talking about all the stuff we're reading and we've recently read or will read over the course of the summer. Pretty good conversation. Goes probably a little longer than an hour, I guess. And just go over there to that page, and we will have, I'm working on getting the book list on my end up there on the website, but the podcast that we did with Andy, it's up there, and we'll see maybe if I can do a little work and get it to that front page of the website here soon, but no guarantees. Like I say, with productivity and discipline, I've been blocking my time out, and it's going pretty well, and if I start tinkering around with that stuff, it's going to take me way longer than I had planned, so we shall see. But anyway, just go to briandealeary.com/flattery, sign up for, there's a secret sign up there for free swag. Got bumper stickers for the Brian DeLeary Show, coasters that you can put your summer cocktail on if you just enter in there. But really, the point being is that the link to the podcast is on there. And we might have it bits and pieces on this show, but right now there's a standalone page, and you can just go and listen to that at your leisure, or go to Andy's podcast on any of your podcatchers, the Reformed Financial Advisor podcast, and just subscribe to that. And if you haven't subscribed to this show, do that. Rate and review, comment, do whatever you can do to boost the algorithms on any of our stuff, and that'll do it. So once again, briandealeary.com is where you go, and we shall talk to you later, folks. Thanks. Bye-bye.